Welcome to Zichud Daf Sim Mani. My name is Ram Golder, and here is Sechas Baba Basra Daf Nun Gimel, the third parak Cheskas Habatim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Nasan tzor v'hoyo." If one placed a stone and benefited the property with it, "Natal tzor v'hoyo," or removed a stone and benefited the property, "Harizo chazaka." This is considered a chazaka to acquire it. The Gemara asks how the field benefited. If he placed a stone in the hole of a wall to block water from flooding the field, or removed a stone from a wall to drain water from it, this is similar to chasing a lion out of a fellow's property. Such an act does not demonstrate ownership, since one is obligated to do so to protect another person's field. Rather, in the first case, he placed a stone, the tzamad lamaya, where he sealed water inside the field to water it and prevent it from draining, and in the second case, removed a stone, va'arvachach maya, and increased the water flowing into the field. Point which Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shtei sarus umetzu echo benehen," regarding two hefker fields with one boundary, meaning a raised strip of land between them, if he made a kinyan chazak on one field to acquire it, or with the intent to acquire both, he acquires it but not the other, since it's separated by the boundary. If he intended only to acquire the adjacent field of Osel Kanat, he does not even acquire that field where he made the chazaka. Rabbi Zer asks, what is the halakha if he intended to acquire both fields and the boundary? Do we say, Meitzer da'ara chadhu ukne, the boundary of each land is one, and he acquires all of them where he intends to do so, whereas above, he did not intend to acquire the boundary? Or do we say, the boundary stands alone and the field stands alone, meaning, since the boundary is of a higher elevation, it is a separate land and they cannot be acquired together? The question is left unresolved. Rabbi Elazar asks if one can acquire both fields through a chazaka made on the boundary, and this is also left unresolved. And point number three, the Gemara considers various acts regarding acquiring property from Hefker. Rabbi Bar Avuha said, "Abona paltrin gadoin benichse ager." If one builds a large mansion in the property of a ger who died, ubaker behemid lehendlasos, and another comes and installs doors on it, kana, the second person acquires a property. The one who built the mansion does not acquire it because livnei ba'amu hu da'apich. He merely arranged bricks on the property since people can enter just as easily as before. By installing doors, the second person exercised control over the property. Boazer said that if one discovers a fully built mansion on Hefker property and plasters its wall once or engraves a design on the wall, he acquires it. Rav Amram reported that Rav Sheshes taught, "Hamatzia matzaos benichse ager kona," one who spreads out mats on the property of a ger who died and lies on them acquires the property. The Rashbam explains that although he did not improve the land serviced him by supporting him. Rav Sheshes brought proof from a braisa teaching that one acquires a slave through the slave lifting him. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Nasan tzor v'hoyo," if one placed a stone and benefited the property with it, "Natal tzor v'hoyo," or removed a stone and benefited the property, "Hayzo chazaka," this is considered a chazaka to acquire it. The Gemara asks how the field benefited. If he placed a stone in the hole of a wall to block water from flooding the field, or removed a stone from a wall to drain water from it, this is similar to chasing a lion out of a fellow's property. Such an act does not demonstrate ownership, since one is obligated to do so to protect another person's field. Rather, in the first case, he placed a stone, the tzamad lamaya, where he sealed water inside the field to water it and prevent it from draining, and in the second case, removed a stone, va'arvachach maya, and increased the water flowing into the field. Point which Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shtei sarus umetzu echo benehen," regarding two hefker fields with one boundary, meaning a raised strip of land between them, if he made a kinyan chazak on one field to acquire it, or with the intent to acquire both, he acquires it but not the other, since it's separated by the boundary. If he intended only to acquire the adjacent field of Osel Kanat, he does not even acquire that field where he made the chazaka. Rabbi Zera asks, what is the halakha if he intended to acquire both fields and the boundary? Do we say, Meitzer da'ara chadhu ukne, the boundary of each land is one, and he acquires all of them where he intends to do so, whereas above, he did not intend to acquire the boundary? Or do we say, the boundary stands alone and the field stands alone, meaning, since the boundary is of a higher elevation, it is a separate land and they cannot be acquired together? The question is left unresolved. Rabbi Elazar asks if one can acquire both fields through a chazaka made on the boundary, and this is also left unresolved. And point number three, the Gemara considers various acts regarding acquiring property from Hefker. Rabbi Bar Avuha said, "Abona paltrin gadoin benichse ager." If one builds a large mansion in the property of a ger who died, ubaker behemid lehendlasos, and another comes and installs doors on it, kana, the second person acquires a property. The one who built the mansion does not acquire it because livnei ba'amu hu da'apich. He merely arranged bricks on the property since people can enter just as easily as before. By installing doors, the second person exercised control over the property. Blaser said that if one discovers a fully built mansion on Hefker property and plasters its wall once or engraves a design on the wall, he acquires it. Rav Amram reported that Rav Sheshes taught, HaMatzia Matzaos Benichse Ager Kona, one who spreads out mats on the property of a ger who died and lies on them, acquires the property. The Rashbam explains that although he did not improve the land serviced him by supporting him. Rav Sheshes brought proof from a braisa teaching that one acquires a slave through the slave lifting him. All right, so now we go to our Simra Daf Nun Gimon. Our standard Simon is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince who sent a servant to acquire chatzar by placing a stone in the wall, locking in the irrigation, and sent another to acquire two fields with a raised boundary in between by making one kinyan on them all, was shocked to find that the palace he built on the Nixi Ager who died went to the guy who came along and installed a door. Once again, slow motion. The Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince who sent a servant to acquire a chatzar by placing a stone in the wall, locking in the irrigation, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Nasin Tzvor V'Hoyel. If one placed a stone and benefited the property with it, Natal Tzvor V'Hoyel, or removed a stone and benefited the property, Harizu Chazaka, this is considered a Chazaka to acquire it. The Gemara clarifies that in the first case, he placed a stone, the Tzamad Lamaya, where he sealed water inside the field to water it and prevent it from draining. And in the second case, removed a stone and increased the water flowing into the field. So, the Nigerian prince who sent a servant to acquire a chatzar by placing a stone in the wall, locking in the irrigation, and sent another to acquire two fields with a raised boundary in between by making one kinyan on them all, which reminds us, regarding two hefker fields with one boundary, meaning a raised strip of land between them, Rabbi Zera asks, what is the halacha if one intended to acquire both fields and the boundary with one act of chazakah? Do we say the boundary of each land is one, and he acquires all of them where he intends to do so? Or do we say the boundary stands alone, and the field stands alone, meaning that since the boundary is of a higher elevation, it is a separate land, and they cannot be acquired together? The question is left unresolved. So, the Nigerian prince who sent his servant to acquire chatzar by placing a stone in the wall, locking in the irrigation, and sent another to acquire two fields with a raised boundary in between by making one kinyan on them all, was shocked to find the palace he built on the Nixi Ager who died went to the guy who came along and installed a door, which reminds us, the Gemara considers various acts regarding acquiring property from Hefker. Rabbi Bar Avoha said, Habona paltrin gadoin b'nichse ager. If one builds a large mansion on the property of a ger who died, and another comes and installs a door on it, gana, the second person acquires a property. The one who built the mansion does not acquire it because he merely arranged bricks on the property, since people can enter just as easily as before. By installing doors, the second person exercises control over the property. So once again, the Nigerian prince who sent a servant to acquire chatzar by placing a stone in the wall, locking in the irrigation, and sent another to acquire two fields with a raised boundary in between by making one kinyan on them all, was shocked to find that the palace he built on the Nixi Ager who died went to the guy who came along and installed a door. All right, so now it's time for our four Balabach Chazara. Daf Mem Tes. So the Siman Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we often use a butcher in the Siman. So here goes. The Edim were so happy that they were believed when they said, Modaya Devarenu, that they ordered a special cut of meat at the butcher shop. Meat? Butcher shop? That must mean we're on Daf Memtaz. The Edim were so happy that they were believed when they said, Modaya Devarenu, that they ordered a special cut of meat at the butcher shop, which reminds us, if Edim say Modaya Devarenu, our signed Edus, was after notification from the owner that his transaction was made under duress and invalid, ain't that money? They're not believed. Marbar Ravashi says, Modaya Devarenu, nam money. If they say our signed Edus was after a Moda, they are believed. Shazen Nitam Kaseb, because this shtar is allowed to be written to save the owner from those pressuring him and is not an act of Rishas. The Rashbam further explains that he does not consider this Edus a retraction of their initial testimony, but additional information. So the Edim were so happy that they were believed when they said, Modaya Devarenu, that they ordered a special cut of meat at the butcher shop, stood next to a chassan at the country disavowing a claim to his cause property, saying, Yepshi betakanas chachamim, which reminds us, the Mishnah Dav Mem Beis Amon Av taught that a man cannot establish a chazakah on his wife's property. This seems obvious since he's entitled to its produce. So the Gemara explains the cases where he relinquished his right by writing, Dinu Dvarim Enli Min Chasayich, I have no claim nor argument regarding your property. Since this language cannot relinquish a right one already has, the cases where he wrote it while she was an arusa before he acquired the right to her produce. Rav Kahana taught this is effective. Nachla balo adam amakam acher, an inheritance coming to a person from elsewhere, meaning rabbinically. Adam masna leh shol yerushena. He can stipulate not to inherit it. This is affected because of Rava's principle. Ko'omer yevshi b'takhanas chachamim kagon zos. Anyone who says, I do not want this rabbinic enactment made for my benefit, kagon zos, such as this case, shomilo, we listen to him. So the Edim are so happy they were believed when they said, modaya devarenu, that they ordered a special cut of meat at the butcher shop, stood next to a chassan of the country disavowing a claim to his kala's property, saying, Iyevshi b'tachanis l'chamim, while a woman confided to the butcher that she made a sale property to her husband only to please, but did not sincerely agree to sell it, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a husband cannot establish a chazaka in his wife's property to prove she sold it to him. Harayesh, this implies that proof, meaning testimony that she sold it to him, is effective and the sale is valid. The Gemara asks, Tema nachas ruach asisi levali. She should be able to say, I made the sale only to please my husband, but did not sincerely agree to sell it. The Gemara brings a distinction if it was his land that she had a lien on with her ksuba, or if it was her nixei malug. Daf nun. So the Simran daf nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The husband and wife on a non-stop flight, that must be run daf nun. The husband and wife on the non-stop flight looking at a picture of a nixei malug that neither could sell, which reminds us. The Gemara said that a woman can sell her nixei malug to her husband. This is challenged from a Maimar's ruling. Ish vi isha shemachu b'nixei malug, a husband and wife who sold nixei malug, lost b'lo klum. They have done nothing and the sale is void. He holds neither has sufficient ownership to effect a sale. She owns the land itself and he owns its produce. So the husband and wife on the non-stop flight looking at a picture of her nixei malug that neither could sell. We're sitting behind the former and current owner of a slave who neither was subject to the din of Yom O Yomayim, since the former owner still retained the slave's work for 30 days, which reminds us. A braisa discusses one who sells the slaves but retains the slave's work for 30 days and brings a three-way machlokes regarding who has the rule of Yom O Yomayim, exempting the owner if the eved dies after 24 hours. Rabbi Elazar says that neither has the Yom O Yomayim exemption. Zeh lefi she'eino tachta v'zeh lefi she'eino kaspo, the buyer, because the slave is not under his domain, and the seller because he is not his property. Rabbi Elazar requires kaspo ha'miyuchad lo, property exclusively his. So the husband and wife on the non-stop flight looking at the picture of her nixei malug that neither could sell were sitting behind the former and current owner of a slave who neither were subject to the din of Yom O Yomayim, since the former owner still retained the slave's work for 30 days. Overheard a wife tell the woman sitting next to her that she was on her way to make a mocha against her husband, establishing a chazak on her nixei malug, and dug ditches in her cherished rose bushes, which reminds us, a husband can establish a chazak in his wife's property which he damages, such as by digging ditches, and therefore the wife needs to protest. Daf nun alf. So the Simran daf nun alf is a beaver because beavers gnaw. Nun alf. Gnaw. So here goes. The man who sold the field to his wife to get her to reveal money she was hiding in a beaver's dam. Beaver? That must be on daf nun alf. Gnaw. The man who sold the field to his wife to get her to reveal money she was hiding in a beaver's dam, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if a man who sells property to his wife can claim he was trying to uncover money of his which she had hidden from him and did not intend to sell her the property. So the man who sold the field to his wife to get her to reveal money she was hiding in a beaver's dam knew that she wouldn't acquire it with the star of sale written on beaver hide parchment, which reminds us, a star of sale does not acquire property until money is given. Although a braisa teaches, if a shtar states, Sadi mechurulach, my field is hereby sold to you, or Sadi nesunulach, my field is hereby given to you, harizim mechur of a nesuna, it is sold or given, apparently proving that the shtar of sale does transfer property. Rav Hamnun explained it refers to mocher sadeu mipnei rasa, one selling his field because of its poor quality, who wants to finalize the sale immediately. So the man who sold a field to his wife to get her to reveal money she was hiding in a beaver's dam knew that she wouldn't acquire it with the star of sale written on beaver hide parchment and grabbed his beaver hide sack to gather peros from another field he sold her because it was a sale, not a gift, which reminds us, Rav Huna bar Avin sent the following message. Hamocha sada l'ishto, if one sells his field to his wife, kansu ubal ochel peros, she acquires it and the husband receives its products like any property she acquires from elsewhere. However, Rabbi Abba, and all the Gedolei Hador said, he does not receive its produce, but matana b'kishlit noah, he actually wanted to give it to her as a gift from which a husband does not receive produce since it's given generously. And the reason he wrote the shtar as if it was a sale was k'dei yapos his kocha, to enhance her rights, entitling her to compensation of the land is collected by the husband's lender. Daf Nun Beis. So the Simran Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit who mistakenly accepted a pikadon from a child, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that one may not accept a pikadon from married women, from slaves, or from children because we suspect they may have stolen the money from their husband, the master, or home, respectively, and accepting the picadon assists their thievery. If one did accept a picadon from a woman or a slave, it should be returned to them since they may own it. If one accepted a picadon from a child, yasul segula, he should set up a trust for him, meaning he shouldn't return it since the child cannot responsibly safeguard it. The Gemara defines a trust as a sefer Torah to learn from, or a palm tree which will yield fruit from while the principle remains. So the newbie Yiddishkeit who mistakenly accepted a picadon from a child, whose brothers were fighting with their oldest brother managing their father's estate, who presented shtaros, bearing his name, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a brother who is managing the father's estate on behalf of all the brothers. But Yo'onos Ushtaros Yotzin al Shmo, and documents of sales and loans appear in the brother's name, and he claims they are from money he inherited independently from his maternal grandfather. Rav says, Alav Lahavi Raya, it's incumbent upon him, the managing brother, to prove the shtaros refer to his personal assets because his name may have been written simply because he managed the estate. Shmuel says, Alachin Lahavi Raya, it's incumbent upon the brothers to prove the shtaros are from the father's estate. So the Nubiti Yiddishkeit who mistakenly accepted Pikadon from a child, whose brothers were fighting with their oldest brother managing their father's estate, who presented shtaros bearing his name, was on his way to Opan to learn how to say, Lech Chazek Ukni, to buy our property, if a kenya is not made in his presence, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Membeis Amidov stated that the laws of a three-year chazaka only apply to a dispute over ownership, but where one is acquiring a property such as a gift, brothers dividing an estate, or the hefker estate of a ger who died, he acquires it by locking, fencing, or breaching its enclosure. Rava clarifies, Befanov, if the acquisition was made in his presence, the seller does not need to tell the buyer, Lech Chazek Ukni, go make a chazaka, and thereby acquire, because his silence indicates his consent to the kinyan. Shalom, Befanov, if the kinyan was not made in his presence, he must tell him beforehand, Lech Chazek Ukni, go make a chazaka, and acquire it. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we learn that a person can say, Yepshi betakanas chachamim, I don't want this rabbinic enactment made for my benefit? That's on daf Mem task. And number 2, which daf do we have a case where a brother managing the inherited estate presents shtaros bearing his name? That's on daf Nun Beis. Good. Number 3, which daf do we discuss an acquisition of 2 hefker fields with a raised boundary between them? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which of the one an Aris is believed if he brings proof, such as a shtar, but a Gazlan is not believed if he brings proof? That's on Duff. Mem Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which Duff do you discuss building a mansion versus installing doors on Nixi Ager regarding who makes the Kinyan? That's on Duff. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which of the one a husband can establish a chazak in his wife's property which he damages? That's on Duff. None. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss acquiring property by placing or removing a stone of a wall? That's on daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do when a husband receives produce from land he sold his wife but does not receive the produce if he gifted the land to her? That's on daf. None of. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that one may not accept the picadon from married woman, from slaves, or from children? That's on daf. Nun Beis. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss whether a husband can claim he sold his wife property to see if she was hiding money she took from him? That's on daf. Nun Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.